وقل رب زدني علما. إن
شاء الله تعالى we're taking lessons from the شرح كتاب الصيام من كتاب صحيح الترغيب والترهيب والترهيب للشيخ الألباني رحمه الله تعالى, للإمام الشيخ سليمان, للشيخ أستاذ الدكتور سليمان بن سليم الله الرحيلي غفر الله له ولوالديه ولمشايخه وللمسلمين. So this is the explanation of the book of Siyam, of the book from the book صحيح الترغيب والترهيب الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله. So the origin of the book is called الترغيب والترهيب للإمام المنذري. That's the author of the book, حافظ المنذري, الترغيب والترهيب. That's he's the author. Then Sheikh Al-Albani, he done a work, noble work on that book. He separated the weak narrations from the authentic ones. So here he said, صحيح الترغيب والترهيب. The authentic narrations in the book of الترغيب والترهيب. This book is explained by Sheikh Sulaiman, رحمه الله حفظه الله تعالى. This is the book, inshallah ta'ala, we're taking some benefits from it. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Of course, we will not go word by word. We take, inshallah ta'ala, some benefits. قال الحافظ المنذر رحمه الله كتاب الصيام. الحافظ, الإمام المنذر رحمه الله, said كتاب الصيام, the book of fasting. الشرح, the Sheikh Sulaiman حفظه الله said, والصوم في اللغة, الشرح, الصوم والصيام مصدر صام يصوم. والصوم في اللغة الإمساك والامتناع والكف والترك. قال تعالى, فإما ترين من البشر أحدا فقولي إني نذرت للرحمن صوما فلن أكلم اليوم إنسيا. أي نذرت للرحمن الإمساك عن الكلام. هذا هو الصوم. هنا فسر بقول الله عز وجل لمريم أن تقول فلن أكلم اليوم إنسيا. The Sheikh said that the صوم, fasting, linguistically is to refrain from something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that the mother of Prophet Isa said to the people, إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلْرَحْمَانِ صَوْمًا. I made a vow for the most gracious, most merciful Allah, fasting. She said, I made a vow of fasting for Ar-Rahman. What that fasting means? فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًّا. Today I'm not talking to anybody. That's what it means. She intended, she vowed, she made a vow to fast for Allah. What's the meaning of that fasting? فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًّا. Today I'm not talking to anybody. So linguistically, fasting means is to stay away from something. Sheikh Saim Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he says, any legislative word, Sharia word, whether it's fasting, whether it's salah, whether it's dua, whether it's hajj, any has a root and must have a relationship with Arabic language. It must have a relationship with Arabic language. So in Arabic language, fasting is to stay from something. In the Sharia, fasting is to stay away from the nullifiers of fasting. In Arabic language, the prayer, as-salah, is dua. وصلي عليهم, make dua for them. In the Sharia, as-salah means dua in certain way. And likewise, some Ahlul Bid'ah, when they deny that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend to the worldly heaven, last part of the night, because Allah mentioned, because the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, Yanzilu Rabbuna, our Lord, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, descend to the worldly sky. They say this doesn't mean descending. He said, just as Allah said, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَنْعَامِ ثَمَانِيَةَ أَزْوَاجِ وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَنْعَامِ ثَمَانِيَةَ أَزْوَاجِ So here they say, where is the nuzul for the an'am? And Allah sent down for you from the cattle, from the an'am, the cow, the goats, and the camel, eight categories. Allah sent down for you. They say, Allah didn't send down the animal. The ulama, they say, yes, Allah sent down. The meaning of send down is there. Because the baby, where did the baby come from? His mother. His mother is womb. So he sent down from his mother to the ground. The meaning must be there. Likewise, the water that the baby is created from comes from his father, who is on the top of his mother. So there has to be. Also, they use the ayah in the Quran, وَأَنْزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدَ فِيهِ بَأْسِ And we send down the hadith, the metal. They say, where is the sending now? The ulama, they say, yes, hadith comes from the mountain. Jazakallah khair. Al-Muhim, so there has to be a root, there has to be a relationship between the Arabic word and the Sharia word. Therefore, fasting linguistically means to stay away from something. فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًّا Today I'm not talking to anybody. It means I am fasting. Okay. But the Sharia, what it means? وَأَمَّا الصَّوْمُ فِي الشَّرْعِ فَهُوَ التَّعَبُّدُ لِلَّهِ مِنْ شَخْصٍ مَخْصُوصٍ بِالْإِمْسَاكِ عَنِ الْمُفَطِّرَاتِ مِنْ طُلُوعِ الْفَجْرِ إِلَى غُرُوبِ الشَّمْسِ التَّعَبُّدُ لِلَّهِ فَلَا يَكُونُ التَّعَبُّدُ لِلَّهِ فلا يكون الصوم شرعيا إلا إذا كان العبد يتعبد به ربه ويتقرب به إلى ربه وهو يريد وجه الله فيصوم إيمانا واحتسابا واحتسابا يصوم إيمانا وتصديقا بوعد الله واحتسابا لما عند الله أما إذا كان يمسك عن الأكل والشرب ونحو ذلك من أجل الصحة من أجل أن ينحف جسمه فهذا ليس صياما شرعيا The Sheikh said, as for fasting in legislatively, Sharia wise, huwa ta'abudu ila Allah min shakhsin makhsusin bil imsaka al fatirat. If someone is worship for Allah, a specific person, not everybody, to stay away from the nullifiers from the dawn to the sunset. So, ta'abudu ya al niyyah. Somebody to intend that he is staying away from the nullifiers of fasting from dawn to sunset. So in order your fasting to be valid Islamically, you have to have good intention for Allah. You are staying away from the nullifiers of fasting for the sake of Allah. You're doing for the sake of Allah. Also, there are nullifiers, eating and drinking and the like, you're staying away from the time of fasting. And that time is from dawn, the Fajr of Sadiq, to the sunset, to the Maghrib. This is the fasting. The fasting is not going to be for Allah until the person does it to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by it and to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by it. And that he wants is the face of Allah. So he fasts, believing it, that Allah legislated and expecting reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if the person stay away from eating and drinking and the like, because of health situation, he want to be diet, he want to be healthier, in order to be skinny, the Sheikh said, this is not Islamic fasting. Even if he doesn't eat, he doesn't drink, he is not considered someone who fasts Islamically, because he didn't do that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did it for worldly purpose, for healthy situation. I listened one time, a Christian doctor who says he and his wife, they fast every Monday for health-wise. Christian doctor. I listened to him. Monday. I don't know why he chose Monday. Naam. So this man, will he get ajr from that fasting? He and his wife, a Christian, they will not. They will not. For two reasons. What are they? Number one, he is a Christian. He has to believe in Islam, his action to be accepted, number one. Number two, he didn't do it for Allah. He did it for healthy purpose. Allah is not accepting anything from the non-Muslims. Until they become Muslim, they believe Messenger Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam being sent to them. Don't listen to those wicked people, deviated people who claim somebody can be upon the religion of Allah without believing Messenger Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam being his messenger. Doesn't matter. You Christian, you Jewish, you Muslim, as long as you have good manner, and those they believe Prophet Isa, those they believe Musa, you believe Prophet Muhammad, doesn't matter. All it leads to to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's falsehood. Anyone who doesn't believe Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam being sent by Allah to everybody, and that Allah accepted nobody from religion except after the person believe in Allah and his Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then is not even a Muslim. So they have to be Muslim, number one. Number two, they have to do ikhlas for the sake of Allah. So someone is a Muslim, alhamdulillah, he's free from himself, from the shirk. He believes in Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he fasts for health-wise. He will not get ajr from Allah. Man kana wa man arada al-akhirata wa sa'a laha sa'yaha wa huwa mu'min. Fa'ulaika kana sa'yuhu mashkuna. These are three conditions in order the action to be accepted. Number one, ikhlas. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ, the one who intend hereafter. He doesn't want a dunya, worldly life, showing off, gaining. He wants for the akhirah, that's for Allah. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنْ, while he is a believer. So ikhlas is one thing, and being a Muslim is another thing here. وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَا, and he does the actions of akhirah, which is what Allah legislated, فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُ مَشْكُورًا. طيب, so fast, for not for health, to be a healthier, but rather to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to obey Allah azza wa jal. If within that you become healthier, alhamdulillah. You give charity, you give a sadaqah to the relative, do it for the sake of Allah, to get reward from Allah in Jannah. Within that, if you get the benefit of the dunya, of having long life, your provision being making more, as the hadith mentioned, that's extra, alhamdulillah. It follows it. Naam. So do the ibadat for the sake of Allah. And within that, you get whatever of benefit that ibadah has. So when you fast, because you obey in Allah, you are doing the mandatory, or you're doing the sunnah. Within that, if you become healthier, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. But don't intend to be healthier. Otherwise, you don't get ajr from Allah Azza wa Jalla. تعبد لله. من شخص مخصوص. أي من طلب منه الصيام. The one who is required to fast. Specific person, not everybody. Everybody is not required to fast. A woman on menses, she is not required to fast. For instance, بالإمساك عن المفطرات, هذه حقيقة الصيام. To stay away and to refrain from the nullifiers. هذه حقيقة الصيام الإمساك عن المفطرات من طلوع الفجر الصادق, from the true فجر. There is two فجر. There is فجر صادق, أولا فجر كاذب, a liar فجر, and truthful فجر. So when it's before فجر, if you're outside and you look at the sky where the sunrise is, you may see two lights. If you don't know it, you may pray salah before it is time. Two lights. One light comes out and it goes straight to the sky. It goes straight to the sky from the sunrise area, up all the way up. That one is called a lying fajr. It's not the true fajr. After that, it turns to be dark. No light. Then after time, another light comes. That one go on the horizon. It's not going straight, it's going all the way to the corners. That's the true fajr. So the one starts from being a sign of the beginning of the prayer time, fajr time, is the second one. So that's when fasting starts. At the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first adhan used to be made by who? By Bilal radiallahu anhu. And second one by Ibn Ummi Maktoum, the Sahabi, the blind man radiallahu anhu. And it still is legislated, two adhan. Whole year, not only Ramadan. There is two adhan in Fajr. Naam. One of it has Salatu khayru min al-nawm. The Salah is better than sleeping. As-salatu khayru min al-nawm. As-salatu khayru min al-nawm. After hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah. Which adhan? The first one to be said as-salatu khayru min al-nawm, or the second one, the ulama they differ. Some they say it's the first one, some they say it's the second one. Al-Muhim. فهذا معنى الصوم في اللغة وفي الشرع من طلوع الفجر الصادق إلى غروب الشمس هذا وقت الصيام فهذا معنى الصوم في اللغة وفي الشرع. So that's the meaning of fasting linguistically and legislatively. Then the Sheikh said, قال رحمه الله باب الترغيب في الصوم مطلقا وما جاء في فضله. This chapter is about encouraging fasting in general, and what has been narrated concerning it is virtue, the virtue of fasting, the benefit of fasting. شرح قال باب الترغيب في الصوم مطلقا أي الترغيب في الصوم من جهة أنه صوم من غير نظر إلى حكم لأن الصوم قد يكون واجبا وهو واجب في ثلاثة أحوال. Means here fasting in general, whether it's a mandatory or a sunnah. Then the Sheikh mentioned the mandatory fasting is three types. Who can remember one of it? Is there? Do you remember a fasting which is mandatory? Where would you want? Fasting Ramadan, very good. Another one. The nether, when you vow, oh Allah, if I pass this test, I vow that I will fast next Monday and Thursday, for instance. If, oh Allah, give me this job, I get this job, I'm hired, I make a vow that I fast such day, and the like. This is called vow. Of course, this vow is not like it. It's not encouraged to make this vow. But if you make it, the Sheikh will mention, inshallah, you have to fulfill it. Taib. So that one, if what you ask happen, you get the job, you pass the test, it's mandatory on you to fast, to fulfill your vow, which was fasting. So in that case, it's a mandatory. Second type of fasting, which is mandatory, kalkafar, expiations. Like expiations. Expiation, like you make oath. Wallahi, you make oath. Wallahi, I will not enter Masjid Tawheed. Why, akhi? I will not. You have to change that oath. More clear, wallahi, I will not talk to my mother. Wal-iyadu billah. You have to change and talk to your mother. You can't make vow for that. Even if she is non-Muslim, you have to talk to her. So I already make the vow. You have to cancel the vow. What should I do? From the what's legislated, you're free a slave, or you feel ten poor, or you clothe the tenth poor. If you are not able, any of that, it's mandatory on you to fast 3 days. Siyam thalathati ayyam. Just this is example for expiation. So these are mandatory fasting. The Sheikh said, wajib fi thalathati ahwal, wajibun bi shar'i. Wa huwa sawm Ramadan ala ma yajibu alayhi sawm. Wa wajibun bin nadri, bi an yanzur al-insanu an yasuma lillah والصوم الواجب بالنذر يدخل في الفضل من جهة العمل وإن كان الدخول في النذر غير مرغب فيه وإنما المرغب فيه الوفاء بالنذر. والثالث الصوم الواجب بسبب كالكفارات كمن حلف يمينا وحنث ولا يجد رقبة ولا يستطيع إطعام 10 مساكين ولا كسوتهم فإنه يجب عليه أن يصوم 3 أيام بسبب حلفه. كل هذه تدخل في فضيلة الصوم. The Sheikh mentioned that the mandatory fasting is the one who is mandatory by the Sharia, which is fasting Ramadan on the one it is mandatory to fast. Also, the one become mandatory by vow. Like somebody, he make a vow, he fast for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And fasting the vow, the fasting of vow is good in terms of implementing it and fasting it. But it doesn't have fadl, rather it's غير مرغب. It's not, it's disliked to enter, to make a vow. Don't make a vow. Don't say, oh Allah, if I get a job, I will fast Monday, Thursday. Fast Monday, Thursday without this condition. Allah will not give you what you want because of that vow. لا يأتي بخير. النذر لا يأتي بخير إنما يستخرج منه البخيل عليه الصلاة والسلام said. The vow doesn't bring anything. Only the stingy or greedy is the one who gives something because of it. Oh Allah, if I pass the test of the school, I will fast Monday and Thursday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not make you pass the test because of the vow. That vow will not change anything. The only thing it does, someone who was not given going to fast to do anything voluntarily, he will make it do it. So fast Monday and Thursday without vow. So again, to make a vow is not like it. But after you enter it, you have to fulfill it. That has become mandatory because it's you who make it mandatory on yourself. Then the Sheikh, he mentioned the vow wages for the expiations. And he gave example, the one who make oath for something and then he changed his mind. He cannot get someone to free, slave to free, and he cannot feed 10 poor, he cannot clothe them. فَإِنَّهُ يَجِبُ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَصُومَ 3 أَيَّامِ بِسَبْبِ حَلِفِهِ. It's upon him to fast 3 days because of his oath. Who remember the ayah talking about the one who make oath and break the ruling of it? Who remember the ayah? None of us? At least which surah is in? Surah Al-Ma'idah. We remember Surah Al-Ma'idah, but we don't remember the ayah. Okay. لا يؤاخذكم الله باللغو في أيمانكم ولكن يؤاخذكم بما عقدتم الأيمان فكفارة إطعام 10 مساكين من أوسط ما تطعمون أهليكم أو كسوتهم أو تحرير رقبة فمن لم يجد فصيام 3 أيام ذلك كفارة أيمانكم إذا حلفتم واحفظوا أيمانكم. Don't make oath. Don't swear by the name of Wallahi I'm doing, Wallahi I'm not doing it. Don't train yourself this. But if it happens, it depends. Sometimes you have to make expiation, sometimes you don't have to. If you just do it without intending it, Wallah, you eat with me. Wallah, you do this. Wallah, I'm not giving it to you. And you don't really mean to decide. Just using the word. Then there's no consequence in this. But don't do that. Okay? And sometimes you make the oath and you mean it. Wallahi, I will not talk to this person and you mean that. It's from your heart. Now, this is the one who has expiations if you change your mind. And of course, if it is haram, the oath you make is haram, you say, I'm not talking to my mother, you have to cancel it. You have to cancel. You cannot fulfill. One of the sheikhs said, he see another one, wal'iyadu billah, those countries, their civil war, killing is widespread. Someone attacking another one with a gun. He want to kill. And he said, he tried, the sheikh, he go in the middle, taqillah, don't kill the Muslim. He said, sheikh, I swear by Allah. I swear by Allah, I respect the name of Allah. I am going to. No, the sheikh, but I swear by Allah. What are they going to do with the name of Allah? He said he want to use the name of Allah to kill a believer. Look the ignorance. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. So the like of this is mandatory on you to cancel it and make this expiation. But if you promise something good, you go into fast Monday, Thursday, and the like, you're giving charity to the orphan, don't cancel it. مَنْ نَذَرَ أَنْ يُطِيعَ اللَّهَ فَلْيُطِيعُهُ وَمَنْ نَذَرَ أَنْ يَعْصِيَ اللَّهَ فَلَا يَعْصِيهُ. So if you make vow to disobey Allah, to obey Allah, obey Allah. If you make vow to disobey Allah, don't disobey Allah. Don't disobey Allah. طيب. Then the Shaykh said, الإمام المنذر رحمه الله said, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, قال الله عز وجل, كل عمل ابن آدم له إلا الصوم. فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به والصيام جنة فإذا كان يوم صوم أحدكم فلا يرفث ولا يصخب فإن سابه أحد أو قاتله فليقل إني صائم إني صائم والذي نفس محمد بيده لخلوف فم الصائم أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك للصائم فرحتان يفرحهما إذا أفطر فرح بفطره وإذا لقي ربه فرح بصومه رواه البخاري واللفظ له ومسلم. The hadith, the first hadith in this chapter, Imam al-Munzir رحمه الله تعالى, he mentioned the hadith of Abu Hurairah collected by Imam Bukhari and Muslim that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Allah عز وجل said, every action of the son of Adam is for him except fasting, it is for me and I'm the one who given the reward out of it. Every action of the son of Adam is for him. Your salah is for you. Your hajj is for you. Your recitation of Quran is for you. Your sadaqah is for you. Allah said, except fasting. Fasting is for me. And it is I, it's me who will give the reward out of it. Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Up to here is the hadith al-Qudsi. Then, wassiyamu junnah, hadith the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fasting is defense. Is defense. Therefore, if it's the day of one of you fasting, he shouldn't say bad word and he shouldn't act badly. If someone wants to insult him or wants to fight him, he should say, I am fasting, I am fasting. The explanation will come, inshallah. By the one who Muhammad is soul in his hand, the smelling of the person who is fasting is more dear to Allah than the fragrance, the perfume. لِسَائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ The person who fasting has two rejoices. He will be rejoicing it. One, if he break the fasting. And second, if he meet his Lord, he will be pleased with his fasting. The Sheikh said, Sheikh Sulaiman حفظه الله نعم هذا الحديث متفق عليه رواه البخاري واللفظ له غير أن رواية البخاري فيها فإن سابه أحد أو قاتله فليقل إني امرؤ صائم وأما إني صائم إني صائم سنتكلم عنها إن شاء الله لكن رواية البخاري فليقل إني امرؤ صائم وكذلك رواه مسلم باللفظ قريب من هذا جدا الاختلاف يسير فيصح في مثل هذا أن تقول رواه البخاري ومسلم بحروفه لأن الاختلاف الذي في لفظ مسلم يصير جدا إنما هي حروف يسيرة لا تؤثر فهذا الحديث متفق عليه قال الشيخ وهذا الحديث أصل عظيم في الصيام حوى بيان فوائد الصيام العظمى وأن للصوم فضائل كبرى وعوائد عظمى ترجع إلى الصائم وتعود عليه هذا الحديث فيه بيان هذه الفضائل الكبرى كما أن فيه مسائل كبرى في الصيام سنبينها إن شاء الله عز وجل. The Sheikh said this is a great hadith in fasting. There's a lot of benefits in this hadith, great benefits. And that the fasting has a lot of virtues, a lot of benefits to the person who fasts. And there's also a great matters. There's matters, a great matters. In fasting, we will clarify it, inshallah. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله عز وجل Allah Azza wa Jalla said. That is what Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. Allah Azza wa Jalla said. قال الله عز وجل. Allah Almighty said. Then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he didn't recite Quran. Even though he said Allah said, he didn't recite Quran. He didn't mention ayah in the Quran. Okay. وإذا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في صدر الحديث قال الله أو قال الراوي فيما يرويه عن ربي فهذا حديث قدسي أو قدسي يصح بإسكان الدال وبضم الدال والقدس والقدس من الطهر وسمي بذلك لأنه ينسب إلى الله القدوس المتنزه عن كل نقص المتمجد سبحانه وتعالى. The hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the beginning of the hadith, Allah said. If the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says at the beginning of hadith narration, he started with قال الله, Allah said, or the narrator, the Sahabi, says what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated from his Lord. This hadith is called Hadithun Qudsiyun. That's the name of it. Hadithun Qudsiyun or Hadithun Qudusiyun. Qud bitsaskin al-dal, you give sukun al-dal Qudsiyun. Or you give also, as the qaf, you give the dal Dhamma, Qudusiyun. Qudsiyun, Qudusiyun, the same thing. From purity. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala name is Al-Quddus, pure from anything that is not suitable for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mighty and greatness. The Shaykh said, والحديث القدسي يرويه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن ربه ويقول فيه قال الله والتحقيق أن مضمونه ولفظه من الله سبحانه وتعالى غير أنه دون القرآن من جهة أن القرآن معجز بلفظه ومعناه ومتعبد بتلاوته. The Shaykh said, at the Hadith al-Qudsi, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated from Allah. And he says, Allah said. The ulama, they differ about that Hadith. When Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah said. And he doesn't recite Quran. It's what Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says after he said, Allah said. What it is? Is it his own hadith, alayhi sallam, his own warnings? Or it's Allah's words? Like the Quran, the ulama, they differ. The Shaykh said, the tahqiq is that the wording and the meaning are from Allah. It's the speech of Allah. Hadith Qudsi is the speech of Allah. Where the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the meaning is from Allah, but the wording is from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The hadith of the Prophet, the wording is his alayhi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the meaning is wahy, is revelation from Allah. As for hadith al-Qudsi, both the meaning and the words are from Allah azza wa jal. طيب حديث القدسي. So the words and the meaning both from Allah Azza wa Jal. طيب that's the Quran. The words and the meaning is from Allah. That's the Quran. So حديث القدسي, is it Quran? No. Why? The Shaykh said غير أنه دون القرآن. But it's lower than the Quran. It doesn't have Hadith al-Qudsi, the status of the Quran. Why? Because of the Quran is miracle. In it is words and it is meaning is a miracle. Unlike Hadith al-Qudsi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenge the creation to come up with like the similar to the Quran. فَأْتُوا بِآيَةٍ مِنْ مِثْلِهِ. But that's not for Hadith al-Qudsi. Also, if you recite the hadith, if you recite the Quran, you get 10 hasanat on every letter. That's not the case of Hadith al-Qudsi. Yes, so even though both are the speech of Allah, but the Quran higher status than Hadith al-Quds. Even the Quran itself, the verse talking about the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal, is not that verse is talking about the rules and regulations. When you're talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قُلُوا اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, Ayat al-Kursi, Surah al-Fatiha, has more virtue than those verses which talk about the human, for instance. But generally, still is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب, the Shaykh said, ومن الفروق بين القرآن والحديث القدسي أو حديث القدسي أن القرآن إنما نزل به جبريل عليه السلام ما جاء بطريقة أخرى من طرق الوحي. نزل به جبريل عليه السلام. أما الحديث القدسي فقد يسمعه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من الله مباشرة, كما حصل عندما كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في ليلة المعراج عرج إلى السماء, سمع الله قال من هم بحسنة لم يعملها كتبت له حسنة. هذا جاء في حديث الإسراء والمعراج عندما فرض الله عز وجل علينا الصلاة فوق سبع سماوات فوق سبع السماوات. وقد يسمعه عن طريق الملك, وقد يكون عن طريق الإلهام, وقد يكون عن طريق الرؤية, وقد يكون عن طريق الصلصلة التي كصلصلة الجرس. الشيخ said, the difference between the Quran and Hadith al-Qudsi, the Quran, it is Angel Jibril who ماذا come with it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the Quran only through Angel Jibril. Unlike the Hadith al-Qudsi, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam may hear the Hadith al-Qudsi from Allah straight, but not the Quran. Quran through Jibril. It's Jibril who brought the Quran from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and conveyed to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are angels who are also guarding it. Angels with Angel Jibril. What I show is that. طيب, سورة الجن. فإنه يسلك من بين يديه ومن خلفه رصدا ليعلم أن قد أبلغوا رسالات ربهم وأحاط بما لديهم وأحصى كل شيء عددا. So there are angels. As for Hadith al-Qudsi, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam may hear it from Allah straight. As happened the night the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ascended to the above the seven heaven, that he heard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, man hamma bihasana lam ya'malha kutibad lahu hasana. Whoever intend to do good, but he doesn't do it, something is stopped from him. He wanted to do it. He's going to the masjid. Qaddar Allah, they call him back for emergency situation. He went back. So this hadith, man hamma bihasana lam ya'malha kutibad lahu hasana. The one who intend to do good, but he doesn't do it, I will bring it for him a good. You get hasana. You intend to do good, but you didn't do it. You get ajr, you get reward. That's when you were not able to do it. Something stopped you from it. Not when you change your mind, your own. On the other hand, man hamma bi sayyi'atin falam ya'malha kutibat lahu hasana. The one who intend to do evil but doesn't do it, it will be written for him good reward. He intend to do bad, wal iyadu billah, to go to do bad, But he didn't do it. He get ajr reward. But that's when he changed his mind for the sake of Allah. But he went to the bad place. But he found that there is rush hour. He feel bad. He didn't sleep that night because he couldn't make to the wal'iyadu billah to the bad place because of the rush hour or because of something. Will he get ajr because he didn't make to that place? No, he will not. Rather, he get hasayya, he get bad. Because he intended, but he was not able. Just like someone who want to kill an innocent person, he's not able, he's killed first. He didn't kill, he get ajr for that. Rather, he get sin, it's like he kill him. إذا التقى المسلمان بسيفيهما فالقاتل مقتول في النار قالوا هذا القاتل فما بال المقتول قال إنه كان حريصا على قتل صاحبي. He was intending to kill him. So the hasana, when you get in hasana, if you intend hasana but you don't do it, is when something stop you from it. Not when you're own, you don't want it anymore. And when you get in reward by leaving the bad thing, is when you leave it for the sake of Allah, not when something stops you from it and you want to do it, but you are not able. Taib. The point is, this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard it from Allah Azza wa Jal on the night he was ascended to the heavens. The Shaykh said this hadith is in the hadith al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made mandatory on us the prayers above the seven heavens. Above the seven heavens. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fawqa sab'a samawa. Allah is above the seven heavens. Don't be jahmi. Jahmiya, those people whom ulama sunnah, they even say they kufar. Jahmiya kufar. Imam Bukhari has a big book. خلق أفعال العباد والرد على الجهمية وأصحاب التعطيل. إمام أحمد الرد على الجهمية. الدارقطني الرد على الجهمية. بشر عثمان بن سعيد الدارمي الرد على الجهمية. من يسكالها في الرد على الجهمية؟ هو أرد الجهمية. Those who deny that Allah has the descriptions mentioned Quran and Sunnah. His attributes mentioned Quran and Sunnah, they deny. For instance, they say Allah doesn't speak. They are Jahmiya. Friends, they say Allah is not up. Allah is not above his throne. They say no. And there are two groups. A group who say, you cannot say Allah in anywhere. You cannot say Allah is up. No. And another group who say Allah is everywhere. People upon Sunnah, they say Allah is up. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, فوق سبع السماوات, above the seven heavens, على العرش استوى, rose over the thrones. Throne subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Shaykh said, and the adilla from the proof that Allah is up is that the Isra wal Mi'raj. Mi'raj means going up. Isra is a night travel in night time. It's from Mecca to Baytul Maqdis. And Mi'raj is going up. Uruj. Ta'ruj al malaikatu wal ruhu ilayhi. The angels and Angel Jibreel go up to Allah. Uruj, Mi'raj. Also, ilayhi yas'adu al-kalimu tayyib. The good word. Go up to Allah. Su'ud, al-mas'ad. The Arabs, they say mas'ad is the elevator. Mas'ad is the elevator. So the good word, go up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يدبر الأمر من السماء إلى الأرض. Allah controls the matter from up to the earth. Quran تنزيل من لدن حكيم حميد. Quran was sent down from the حكيم حميد. With all these texts in Quran and Sunnah, much more, thousands. At least 1,000 proof from Quran and Sunnah. You find those people who say they believe Quran and Sunnah deny all that. No, 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 Allah is not up. You cannot say Allah is up. Allah is everywhere. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. When Imam is meet me in this masjid, he said Allah is like, it's everywhere. It's like the air. It's like the wind, the air. Can you see error? It's like that. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. If you wanna know these people and answer to all their doubts, Allahu Akbar. Read the book of Imam Ibn Khuzaymah. كتاب التوحيد وإثبات الصفات الرب عز وجل. Imam Ibn Khuzaymah, great muhaddith. صحيح Ibn Khuzaymah. نعم. It is a great book. المهم. So, the Shaykh said, as for the hadith al-Qudsi, وَقَدْ يَسْمَعُ عَنْ طَرِيقِ الْمَلَكِ. Prophet ﷺ may hear it from the angel, from angel Jibreel. وَقَدْ يَكُونُ عَنْ طَرِيقِ الْإِلْهَامِ. Prophet ﷺ may get hadith al-Qudsi through ilham, coming to his heart, without straight from angel or straight from Allah Azza wa Jal. وَقَدْ يَكُونُ عَنْ طَرِيقِ الرُّؤْيَا. It may be through a dream. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sleep in a dream, he see. The hadith of وَقَدْ يَكُونُ عَنْ طَرِيقِ الصَّلْصَلَةِ أَلَّتِي كَصَلْصَلَةِ الْجَرَسِ. So that's also another form he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the hadith al-Qudsi. So the hadith al-Qudsi, it's a speech of Allah. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received it in different ways. Unlike the Quran, he only received through angel Jibreel. وكذلك كذلك من الفروق بين الحديث القدسي والقرآن أن القرآن قد دلت النصوص دلالة قطعية على أنه كلام الله وأجمع على ذلك أهل السنة بخلاف الحديث القدسي فيه خلاف بين أهل السنة هل هو من كلام الله أم من كلام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لكن التحقيق أنه من كلام الله لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو أصدق بشر قال قولا يقول قال الله ولأنه ترد فيه ألفاظ لا يجوز أن يقال إلا أن الله قالها مثلا معنا هنا كل عمل ابن آدم له إلا الصوم فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به هل يقول قائل إن الذي يقول هذا هو النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال مبينا قول الله سبحانه وتعالى وكذلك حديث يا عبادي ما يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم للناس يا عبادي وإنما هذا قول الله سبحانه وتعالى الشيخ said from the difference between the حديث القدسي and the Quran, that the Quran, the text shows in a clear way that it is the speech of Allah. And the people of Sunnah agree upon that, consensus, that Quran is the speech of Allah. Anyone who doesn't accept that is Jahmi, and those who follow him, of Maturidiyah, of Ash'ariyah, and Mu'tazila, and today Shia, Sufiyah, are those who don't accept the Quran to be the speech of Allah. Allah nataqa bihi. Subhanahu bi sawtin wa harf. But Ahlul Sunnah, they have consensus that Quran is the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal. Unlike the Hadith al-Qudsi, the ulama, they differ. Some of them say, is the Allah's speech? Some of them say, no, it's Messenger Sallallahu speech. Then the Shaykh Sulaiman Hafidhahullah, said, التحقيق, لكن التحقيق أنه من كلام الله. What's تحقيق in English? لكن التحقيق أنه من كلام الله. What's the word تحقيق in English? But commentary, جزاك الله خيرا. نعم. The correct position. تحقيق. That's close to, so far what I hear. A correct position. The conclusion of the correct position. نعم. The truth. The strongest opinion. المهم. That it is, the Hadith al-Qudsi is from Allah's speech. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and he is the most truthful human, he says, Allah said. Allah said. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. Also, there are some statements in Hadith al-Qudsi that it cannot be from anyone but from Allah. Like this Hadith, in the Hadith, فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. Fasting is for me. Prophet is not saying that word. Angel Jibreel cannot say that word. It's from Allah. Also in the hadith, other hadith, Allah says, Ya ibadi, O may slaves. Prophet is not saying to the people, may slaves. Also hadith, Allah when descend to the worldly sky in the last part of the night, man yad'uni fa'astajibala. Who ask me, who call me to answer him. من يستغفرني فأغفر له. Who asks me forgiveness to forgive him. Who else can say this other than Allah, ربنا تبارك وتعالى. So, this hadith, because of the word in Hadith al-Qudsi, and because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying Allah said it, and he didn't mention alayhi sallam Quran, is a clear proof that Hadith al-Qudsi is a speech of Allah, but at the same time is different than the Quran, because the Quran is intended as a miracle. Na'am, in it is meaning and it is words. And reciting Quran is different reciting the Hadith al-Qudsi. As Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the words are from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the madmoon, the meaning is from Allah also. From Allah also. Therefore, to understand, if someone tell you, tell Zayd to give me so and so. If you go to that Zayd and you say, tell Zayd to give me so and so, that's not your words. That's from the origin. But if you say, so and so said, ask Zayd to give you, to bring to him so and so, this the words is from you. But the meaning is from the first one. So the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the meaning is from Allah Azza wa Jal. But the words is Prophet's words. Unlike Hadith al-Qudsi, the meaning and the words are both from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu alam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, barakallahu fi Muhammad.